The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baldy. All right, call it out, Debo. A wide receiver's complaining about targets. Here it is.
These receivers that do this, I'm taking a shot here at Debo, but honestly, nobody wins the Super Bowl because of the receivers. Nobody. They help you, but you win the game because your quarterback and your defense. Your quarterback helps the receivers. But T.O., Randy Moss, I mean, you go through the list of great receivers that we've seen in this league. They don't win Super Bowls. The Eagles won a Super Bowl 7 years ago. They didn't have a receiver that had 1,000 yards receiving. They didn't have a running back that had 1,000 yards, but they were a great team. So you win 24-0 for the first time. You got a lead last week. Like, and you couldn't win a game for a month. Like, just take the win. Take the win. Thursday night, national TV, you got the Rams. They beat you earlier this year. Go do something to help win the game against the Rams. Throw a block for Garendo that springs them. Like, just do the little things. Like, the ball will come your way.
I think a lot of Niner fans are hearing that, and they're like, yeah, like 100%. Like, we haven't won in however many weeks. We're explosive, and, yeah, I want everyone to ball out every single week, but, like, that game was in hand. We had all the, like, Brandon Allen came into that game with like 8 minutes to go. You know, we went all rooks and all random backups at the end. Why are we coming out of a game we finally won and we looked awesome and we're worried about who's touching it and where we're getting? Like, come on, guys. Like, the season's falling away here. Like,
season's already gone. Let's be real. Does anybody out there really believe?
Hope, though.
Does anybody, like, that's where I want to get to. Does anybody really believe that this team has a shot? A shot to make the playoffs? Like, I feel like the season is shot. I do. I just, you got Miami, you got Detroit, you got Arizona. With the way the season has played out and everything, it just feels like a lost year. The Elements have been there staring at us in the face, starting in training camp. Should have known it the minute Christian McCaffrey came up with a calf injury. Hell, the first practice we see Isaac Garrido pop his hamstring. Elijah Mitchell doesn't even get on the field. What? I would love to hear 888-957-9570 from Niner fans who truly believe that they could spark a rally and get into the playoffs. Now, those guys in the locker room believe. They don't believe they're dead. Kyle Shanahan doesn't believe they're dead. But I'm watching the team, and I'm watching the ride the league, and I'm saying to myself, I don't know. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
What's changed for you? Because 3 weeks ago, heading into Green Bay, you felt very optimistic.
Well, heading to the Seattle game. It was the Seattle game. Once they lost to Seattle, and they're going on the road, and Brock Purdy doesn't play against Green Bay, it's like, yeah, this is going to be very difficult. Because the Buffalo game was a nail. That was a nail the minute the schedule got released back in March. So once they lost to Seattle at home in the way that they did, and we talked about it on the show, yeah, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Mathematically, you're still in it. But then all of a sudden, Seattle's winning games. The Rams are winning games. So, yeah, we're deeper into the season. We're in December. You're two games behind Seattle. They've only got one division loss. The Niners have three division losses. I'm sorry, Niner fans. I'm not the one to sell fake hope. I'm not going to do that to you. Now, you could be optimistic all you want to. I'm not deterring anybody away from doing that, but I just don't see it.
Normally,
too many injuries.
No, I think most people don't see it. We haven't seen it for a while, but like, this team's played poor football, especially in crucial situations, for a long time. That's why, again, why Sunday was so like alarming. It's like, where's this been, you know? And so, but like, In normal situations, I'm like, tank, pack it all in. And there are certain guys like Nick Bosa, probably not going to see him the rest of the year. That's just my guess. Probably going to get some sort of a surgery. Maybe at some point when they're mathematically eliminated, Fred Warner bows out. But, you know, normally I'd say, yeah, get the better draft pick. I kind of want to see them play this thing out. Like, I want to see some of these guys play hard down the stretch. I kind of don't want to see certain guys pack it in. I think all the smack talk and all the money and everybody squeezing us in the offseason for every single penny, there's a part of me as a fan where I put my hard-earned money in this team. I'm kind of like, you owe it to me to work this thing out and kind of play hard down the stretch. I'm not saying you got to win every one of these games, but don't just give me a bunch of backups the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think effort level's been a problem. I haven't taken away losses saying, boy, that's a lack of effort. Boy, they're not playing hard. It's been a lack of execution, in my opinion. A lack of execution. Third down defense. Execution. Not getting off the football field. Converting field goals into points. Lack of execution. I mean, not making field goals.
Sucks, Monte. Like, yeah. The field, they whiffed on that pick. It's okay. Like, they whiffed on Trey Lance. They whiffed on Jake Moody.
Why are you coming at me like that?
Pick. No, I'm just saying in general, that pick has been horrible.
He did suffer an ankle injury. I mean, maybe his ankle's not right. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. But lack of execution by players that you paid, that's been my biggest issue. I think they played hard. I've seen effort. I've seen a lot of effort. Look at these games that they've lost. The Rams game, they had a fourth quarter lead. The Cardinals game, they had a fourth quarter lead. The Seahawks game, they had a fourth quarter lead. It wasn't because of effort. I mean, they had the effort, but the lack of execution let them down to the fourth quarter. So I'm not buying the fact that they haven't played hard. Ike and Hayward, what's up?
Hi. Yeah, I've been a 49er fan for a long, 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 long time, and I think they've missed the playoffs maybe 5 times since I've been a fan. So, yes, I expect them to make the playoffs. I expect them to get further in the playoffs. Just because they had a few injuries, I don't give up on the season.
Wait, what's that? So you spent more hold on, Ike, stay there. You spent more time on the phone with Sam Lubin than you have making
a phone
call.
He doesn't expect them to just give up on the season, and I kind of agree with him on that.
Who says they're going to give up on the season?
Well, I think when these things happen, the teams start circling the drains, you know, the quote-unquote business decisions are made about availability.
Guys are playing for contracts and future jobs. This is why this goes back to 2021. I hate to bring this up. But you brought up Trey Lance just saying about the whiff pick. And I remember that season. A lot of people, they beat the Texans in a do-or-die game. The Niners don't win that game in 2021 against the Houston Texans. They don't go to the playoffs, and they don't advance to the NFC Championship games against the LA Rams. And I remember I was saying it in real time on the show that week. I said, look, we could laugh at the Texans and say they're terrible, and they were terrible. But guys were also putting things on tape for future employers. They're trying to get a job in the future with other franchises if they don't get retained by the Houston Texans. So they're going to get maximum effort from that team. There's a lot of teams that, even the Jaguars and Titans were crying out loud. Not a lot of people watched that game. Those guys are playing hard because your future contracts, your future money is on the line. So I do not anticipate the Niners just melting in under Kyle Shanahan. I've never seen that from them. Even during the COVID year when they had to play in Glendale, Arizona, they beat the Cardinals that day. Remember they beat the Cardinals? They played their asses off. They lost to Washington that year, but they played hard. I never questioned the effort of a Kyle Shanahan-led team.
But I think where I'm now illuminated is that George Kittle was the one questioning, not Joe Shasky, not Rob and Sam Bruno or whoever who calls in, like not someone on the internet, like the one of the primary players on the team.
I just think it's just a player at a podium. You know how many times Steph Curry has walked up to a podium and said, yeah, we need to play with more urgency. Blah, blah, blah. It's not an indictment on the team not playing hard. It's just we need to play desperate. That's the same thing I got from George Kittle. I actually think this quote is being blown out of proportion here. Here's George Kittle on the team finally playing with desperation.
I think the message was we need to play with more of a sense of urgency and play desperate because you just haven't really sensed that. And like I've been on teams where it felt like, was it 2 years ago we were on an whatever, like 8-9 game win streak, whatever that was. And it literally felt like every play people were just scratching, clawing and fighting for everything. And I'm not going to call anybody out. Like we've all not taken a playoff, but like, you know, just not fought our hardest on every given play. And that was kind of the message, like guys, just put it all out there. because we have the players, we have the playmakers, we have the play call, and we have everything to win games. But like, we have to do it out of desperation. And when you're playing desperate and you're playing like, hey, if we don't win this game, our season potentially is over, that desperation fuels guys in different ways. And it's just how you take that and how you channel that energy. And I thought our guys did a great job of that today.
So, yeah, to me, the way I interpret it, and I could be completely off here, but sitting in a lot of pressures in my life, I've heard that message before. Yeah, we got to play with desperation. We're not playing with much desperation. We're not playing with urgency. We're not doing. And I don't buy that. I think the Niners did play hard. They just got their asses kicked in Buffalo and Green Bay. They just got beat by better teams.
Yeah, I don't know. When I see George Kittle the week before complaining about the touches that he gets, the amount of routes that he's running, I don't know. I think you're getting a candid version of Kittle these last couple of weeks, and I think his leadership is emerging.
Those are two different things, though. He's saying, I need to be involved more in the offense.
When has he ever said that?
Well, he's probably kind of alluded to it. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm running blocking, blah, blah, blah. So he's right, though, especially without Ayuk and without Christian McCaffrey, he should be seeing 10 targets.